Section 1 of The Book of a Thousand Nights and a Night, Volume 7. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Book of a Thousand Nights and a Night, Volume 7, by Anonymous, translated by Richard Francis Burton. Section 1. When it was the 637th night, Shahrazad continued, "It hath reached me, O auspicious king, that Sa'adan, having broken into the palace of King Jamak and pounded to pieces those therein, the survivors cried out, 'Quarter, quarter!' And Sa'adan said to them, 'Pinion your king.' So they bound Jamak and took him up, and Sa'adan drove them before him like sheep, and brought them to Gharib's presence, after the most part of the citizens had perished by the enemy's swords. When the king of Babel came to himself, he found himself bound, and heard Sa'adan say, 'I will sup to-night off this King Jamak.' Whereupon he turned to Gharib and cried to him, 'I throw myself on thy mercy.' Replied Gharib, 'Become a Moslem, and thou shalt be safe from the gull and from the vengeance of the living one who ceaseth not.' So Jamak professed al-Islam with heart and tongue, and Gharib bade loose his bonds. Then he expounded the faith to his people, and they all became true believers. After which Jamak returned to the city, and dispatched thence provant land henchmen to Gharib, and wine to the camp before Babel, where they passed the night. On the morrow, Gharib gave the signal for the march, and they fared on till they came to Mayafarikin, which they found empty, for its people had heard what had befallen Babel, and had fled to Kufa city, and told Ajib. When he heard the news, his doom-day appeared to him, and he assembled his braves, and informing them of the enemy's approach, ordered them, 'Make ready to do battle with his brother's host,' after which he numbered them, and found them 30,000 horse and 10,000 foot. So, needing more, he levied other 50,000 men, cavalry and infantry, and taking horse amid a mighty host, rode forwards till he came upon his brother's army encamped before Mosul, and pitched his tents in face of their lines. Then Gharib wrote a writ, and said to his officers, 'Which of you will carry this letter to Ajib?' Whereupon Sahim sprang to his feet and cried, 'O king of the age, I will bear thy missive, and bring thee back an answer.' So Gharib gave him the epistle, and he repaired to the pavilion of Ajib, who, when informed of his coming, said, 'Admit him,' and when he stood in the presence, asked him, 'Whence comest thou?' Answered Sahim, 'From the king of the Arabs and the Persians, son-in-law of Khosroi, king of the world, who sendeth thee a writ. So do thou return him a reply.' Quoth Ajib, 'Give me the letter.' Accordingly Sahim gave it to him, and he tore it open and found therein, 'In the name of Allah the Compassionating, the Compassionate, peace on Abraham the Friend await. But afterwards, as soon as this letter shall come to thy hand, do thou confess the unity of the bountiful King, causer of causes, and mover of the clouds, and leave worshipping idols. And thou do this thing, thou art my brother and ruler over us, and I will pardon thee the deaths of my father and mother, nor will I reproach thee with what thou hast done. But an thou obey not my bidding, behold, I will hasten to thee, and cut off thy head, and lay waste thy dominions. Verily, I give thee good counsel, and the peace be on those who pace the path of salvation and obey the Most High King.' When Ajib read these words,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?